Shannon mentioned when we were talking about meditation right off the bat about how it was really had this mystical aspect to it, how it was kind of just people sitting in the park on their mats, you know,
in the own position. Yeah, they didn't take it too serious. Yeah, it was like, it was either the people were taking it too seriously and, like, people didn't take those people seriously, or it just was, like, this weird thing.
Right.
That was too overwhelming and too intimidating.
Yeah, so their goal with this app was to kind of limit that, kind of make it more digestible for the general and public.
Simplify, I think, like, the everyday person's approach.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening, and obviously we've been getting some responses on our Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page.
Wow, that was really almost a trip up there, and you saved it.
I did save it. So we actually want to mention a couple of the people that reached out to us and commented on our page. First
is Caitlin Roxbury. Yeah. She actually said that Butterbur has helped her migraines greatly. So clearly she tuned in for our migraine conversation.
Right.
And what can kind of cause / help them.
Right. Yeah. Kind of the biggest dietary triggers. I believe that was the topic. So.
Yep. So thank you very much, Caitlin. And I definitely am going to check out Butterbur for my future migraines. Mm-hmm. Having now heard that someone has used it to great effect.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in this and love the fact that it's natural.
I know. And that was one thing I remember when we read that was surprising to us because we've never even heard about that. So.
And I still am hoping it tastes... Does it taste like butter beer, though? Butter burr?
Yeah.
Can it just taste like butter beer? Tell me it does.
Caitlin, respond back, please, so Shannon knows. We also got reached out. Somebody sent us a message, Richard De Bruin. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. He actually reached out to us. He was a big fan of the podcast, and he listened to a particular episode we did on zero-calorie beverages, a taste test of several different zero-calorie beverages
back to me.
During that taste test, we actually taste tested or tasted Zevia soda, which was soda flavored with Zevia. Take two. Soda flavored with stevia. And they also had different variations. We tasted a Mountain Dew-ish version of it. It was kind of like, I think it was Mountain Thunder or something like that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm remembering it now and I'm remembering the faces that I was making.
Right. So we tasted that and we were not fans. And Richard is a big fan of Zevia, which is awesome. He actually recommended that we try the Dr. Zevia, which is, I guess, kind of the Dr. Pepper.
It's a red can.
Simulation. Yes. Simulation? Is that the right?
No.
Or knockoff. Like, I don't want to call it a knockoff.
Inspired?
But, yeah, inspired by Dr. Pepper. It's a zero-calorie Dr. Pepper, essentially. And it's not a diet. It's the stevia-flavored Dr. Pepper.
I'm just going to put a disclaimer out there. I don't actually know what the Dr. Pepper, like, real one tastes like because I'm not a soda drinker. All I know is... Does anybody remember the little, like, Bonnie Bell lip smackers? They had a Dr. Pepper, flavor?
I don't even know
scent.
What Bonnie Bell is.
It's like those little, like, remember you'd see, like, girls wearing them on, like, necklaces and stuff like that?
Nope.
Maybe I'm dating myself here. Maybe this is going to be completely lost on everybody listening, but there were these, like, little, like, chapsticks. That they were everywhere. There was, like, every flavor, scent, whatever you want to call it, under the sun. And they did have a certain, like, flavor sweetness to them. But this, like, the color that came with the Dr. Pepper one, my mom and I were both huge fans. And that's the only reason I know what Dr. Pepper is.
All right, anyways, so...
So... enough of that detour. Yes. If anyone else knows what I'm talking about there, though, please.
Tangent City. Let me know. Anyways, but yes, so I had a Dr. Pepper back in the day, a Dr. Pepper or two. So for some reason, I thought they said it was supposed to be like
a horrible judge, but
prune flavored or something like that.
Prune.
I don't know. I could be making that up too. So yes, this is the Zevia Dr. Pepper version. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners. Does have caffeine, ingredients, carbonated water, stevia leaf extract, tartaric acid, natural flavors, caffeine, and citric acid. So, we are going to taste a little bit. I don't know if we can hear the... Nope.
It's like it's barely bubbly.
I opened this earlier, guys. I'm not going to lie. So hopefully we got a little bit of carbonation left.
It smells like the chapstick.
There you go.
It smells exactly like the chapstick.
I'm not going to lie. I opened this earlier, and so it might be a little bit flat, but I like it now that it's flat.
It tastes like sugar water to me.
It is very sweet. So, and I... And the taste is better, like you said. You don't have any reference to Dr. Pepper.
It smells exactly like the chapstick. Yeah,
it smells reminds you. So, but the taste does remind me of Dr. Pepper. Now, maybe it's been so long since I've had an actual soda. Maybe they are this sweet. But it's like Shannon says, it's sugary sweet. So, and maybe just that I haven't had soda in a long time. So maybe I forgot how sweet they are. But I am getting a little bit of that, you know, mouth-watering taste from the stevia, or the mouth-watering effect that stevia sometimes has. It plays on me. So I'm kind of getting a juicy mouth right now. So
I just took a chug of water to, like, wash down the sweetness with, so I don't even know if that happened for me, but it was sweet.
But, you know, as Richard was saying, that it doesn't spike your blood sugar, so that's why he likes it so much. And he likes the Dr. Zevia brand, so, or the Dr. Zevia type from Zevia. So thank you, Richard, for reaching out, giving us a response. We did try it, and like I said, it is better than the Mountain Dew version, or whatever version they call it, Mountain Thunder.
Yeah, I definitely don't. I didn't like that one. This one, I really want to go find that chapstick.
It was like I said, it brought back a little nostalgia for you.
It did.
So that was our readers' responses on the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. Guys, please find us, like us, and follow us, and leave your own comment. Quick training recap. I know we don't have too much to recap this last couple weeks.
Nothing outrageously new. We're gonna ease back on the old training recap since unless we do something like strikingly different or refreshing or new, we're just gonna do a quick little summary.
Yeah,
quick one, just quick mm-hmm. one, quickie.
Yeah, ooh, quickie. Yeah. So I'm trying to get a little bit better about shooting videos for my Instagram feed. Maybe some quick hitters. Not even just myself, but also my clients, especially some boxing and kickboxing combos. Maybe doing like a combo of the week and throwing it up there on my Instagram feeds, because that's kind of my bread and butter is the striking arts, boxing and kickboxing. So I like to feature that on my Instagram feed and or social channels. So take a look out for that. Trying to do better about taking a little video. Also, been working a lot with the steel mace during my training sessions at Tampa Strength. So you guys, if you're unfamiliar with the steel mace, just Google it. It's hard for me to describe. It kind of looks like you guys might be familiar with the mace from like medieval times and stuff.
It's like a big hammer.
It's almost very similar to a sledgehammer, but not quite like the sledge on top. It's more of kind of like a globe, but all the weight is in the globe.
Yeah.
So the thing with the steel mace is that it's an uneven weighted instrument tool for training. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of people do swings around the head or keep the mace away from their body to kind of like work on stability muscles or stabilizer muscles. But there's some great exercises you can do incorporated in lunges or bent over rows.
Can we include a picture maybe?
Yes.
In the show notes?
I have many pictures of working with the steel mace, maybe even a couple of videos. So
we will include a picture, at least a picture,
at least a picture.
in the show notes.
For sure. Absolutely. So, yeah, I've been working with that a lot. I'm a huge fan. There's actually there's a certification you can do through Onnit, which is the company that the brand that we use at Tampa Strength that I'm interested in sometime in the near future. I got a couple other ones I need to actually do to renew my current personal training certification. Each year we have to recertify, so I'm doing some continuing education classes. Got the TRX one done already, so I'm looking for another one. Got a couple possibilities, so I'll let you guys know when I sign up for my next one. So what about you, training recaps?
Pretty quick, pretty brief. I haven't really done a whole lot beyond my little bits of yoga. I do have like a health condition that's come back. I started getting my muscle tension-induced vertigo, which is super not fun. I mean, I know, like, being nauseous is a horrible feeling as far as just, like, a sensation. But being dizzy, I think being dizzy tops it for me. I would actually rather be nauseous, I think. Mm-hmm. But I started getting that because I was experiencing a lot of tension into my shoulders and neck. So I'm now stepping back into trying to do more morning yoga. Like, it's not long. It's only like 10, 15 minutes, but it's really now focused about just alleviating some of that tension that I even wake up with in the mornings.
Right.
So that's really been what I've done. I think I did one HIIT workout the whole week, and that was it.
You know, it'd be interesting, since we already got a suggestion on migraines, like an herbal supplement to help with migraines. I wonder if there's any herbal supplements for vertigo out there. You know, maybe an essential oil, something we could throw in a diffuser, because we would just, I actually found out that peppermint oil is good for alleviating stomach aches and bloating.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you rub it on your skin, you could absolutely absorb it, and it can help with stomach aches.
I've actually been really interested in learning more about essential oils lately. I feel like that's going to be an upcoming podcast episode where we go and find someone that actually knows what the heck they're talking about, because, I mean, this is something that people study.
Right.
This is not just a passing hobby.
And we're fans.
We are huge.
We just
fans.
Like the smells of it, but I know there's obviously benefits to
it. Yeah, we're the aromatherapy part. We are definitely practitioners of. We don't really know a whole lot more than what we like, but super, super interested in learning more about that. And I'm also thinking about adding some incense to our aromatherapy. Just really get some craziness. I know.
Crazy. You're crazy.
At least for yoga.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is kind of this all into the
big,
into kind of our goal this year, especially one of yours, is the self-care kind of aspect, and kind of this leads us to our main topic discussion.
Yeah.
Discussion topic. I can't speak. What's wrong with me?
It gets worse every time we do a podcast. Are you noticing this? Are you
Don't
worried?
Say that. People are listening to this. Are you telling them that it's going to get worse? Thanks.
Tune in to hear him stumble more.
Oh my gosh. So yes, our main discussion topic for this week is meditation. I know we've kind of teased it and we've talked about it in the past, but we're going to take a little bit more of a deep dive into meditation and really kind of look at some of the science-based benefits of meditation. You actually found an article on one of our favorite websites, healthline.com.
Yes, and I think we've all heard about meditation. Let's just quickly talk about what meditation has been to most people. It's been kind of like this frou-frou thing that's been out there. People haven't really given it a whole lot of serious consideration, I don't think. I think it's starting to get a better, more realistic reputation. But most people for a long time seem to write it off. As soon as you said meditation, they'd be like, oh, you're just one of those hippies.
Right.
And be like, you're going to go sit in some bushes with your palms on your knees or something and commune with nature, which sounds fantastic, I'm just saying, but I'm a little bit of a hippie. So I think that it got a really bad rap, though. And then it got really scary and tense, because then you had some of these, like, amazing leaders in that space come out and talk about meditation and how, like, they meditate for, like, an hour. And, I mean, isn't, like, Deepak Chopra, like, isn't he do a lot of meditation and stuff like that? But, I mean, like, there were these seriously heavy people that came out, amazing people. But I think they kind of intimidated the everyday person that was thinking, this isn't anything I need in my life. Mm-hmm. So in comes our 12, we have 12 science-based benefits of meditation. We're just quickly going to run through each one. We're not going to really even deep dive.
Yeah.
We'll just touch on what each one is, and we'll post the article on our show notes. So if you want to go and read more about these studies, because there's studies for each one, you can check it out.
Yeah, and this is written by Matthew Thorpe, who's an MD and PhD. Huh. This is articles actually from 2017. And this is, like I said, Shannon will put the article link in the show notes, but one of our favorite websites, healthline.com.
Yep. So what is the first one, sir?
First one is reduces stress. And, I mean, who doesn't need that? Obviously, like Shannon said, we're not going to get too much into it, but a quick summary: many styles of meditation can help reduce stress. Meditation can also reduce symptoms in people with stress-triggered medical conditions.
Yeah.
There to go, maybe.
Huh? I know. Well, I mean,
deuce
controls anxiety. Kind of goes hand with the whole hand. Stress.
Yeah.
if you are stressed, chances are you are also ridiculously anxious.
Right. Yeah. Reduces social anxiety, phobias, obsessive compulsive disorder. Number three, promotes emotional health. Oh,
So you mean it makes you happy?
Yeah, that's very true.
Makes you happier.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yep.
Number four, enhances self-awareness. Gosh, I don't think I'm aware of half of the things that I do sometimes. Right.
Yeah.
For that alone, I probably should be thinking about this. Mm-hmm.
Number five, lengthens attention span.
Interesting.
That's huge.
That's really big.
Yeah. I mean, makes you more aware. Well, I mean, well, obviously self-awareness, but like being able to listen too more and more intently and critical, like they say, critical thinking. I think there's also critical listening to pick up on what people are saying besides the words they're using.
You know? Well, I think one of the biggest things that I hear about meditation is that basically it's just teaching you to focus.
Right. Yeah, I think that's part of it.
And how you have to bring your attention back. So learning how to focus your attention makes very much good sense.
Mm-hmm.
How's that for some great speakage?
Speakage?
I'm turning into
you. Did you say speakage?
I did. I did it on purpose, though.
Oh. Okay. Wow. Number six. May reduce age-related memory loss. Wow, that's a great one.
Oh my gosh. This is my fear.
Yeah.
My absolute fear. Mm-hmm. I'm terrified I'm going to inherit Alzheimer's or something.
Right. And yeah, it says these benefits can help fight age-related memory loss and dementia. So anything that's, you know, maybe a physical condition brought on by aging. What about number seven?
Oh, this is nice. Number seven is can generate kindness. So it can make you a happier person and inspire kindness in others.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Number eight, may help fight addictions.
Ooh. Now you're talking. That's serious business.
Yeah, and that's super important, I think, too, because they even mention it about, like, food addictions.
Yeah, you it's know, not just... With hardcore
drugs or alcohol or anything that people are really associate with addictions, even though I think food is getting, I mean, people are associating food with addiction too now just because the
sugar,
the state we're in. Yeah. So,
caffeine, coffee.
Nope.
She's like, I refuse to acknowledge that as an addiction.
Nope.
All right. Number nine.
Number nine, improve sleep. Yeah.
Well, that's definitely worth something.
Yeah,
we both want.
I know. Who's a better sleeper, you or I?
You.
Is that how you say that? You or I, or me or you?
I don't want to get into grammar right now. It's too late in the day.
All right. Give me number 10.
Number 10 is helps control pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I can actually attest to this because I did a little bit of meditation leading up to and a little bit of focus practice during labor.
Right. Yeah. And I was going to have another story that related to that, but I can't top being in labor. So keep going. Just keep going.
It's like one time I stubbed my toe. No, I'm just kidding.
God, I hated it. 11 can decrease blood pressure.
Boom. Wow.
Huge one. Don't have to take those hypertension drugs anymore.
Yeah, can we just talk about all the meds that they prescribe for that? Number 12, you can meditate anywhere.
Right. Yeah, it's an awesome thing. And that's a great segue kind of into the next area of meditation we're going to go into, is kind of give a review of one of the most popular meditation apps and one that I've been using for several years now, almost a couple of years now. Is the Headspace app.
Yes.
We're going to do a quick review. I was introduced to Headspace by listening to podcasts. I think it was actually Tim Ferriss's podcast. Probably 2 or 3 years ago. And they always advertised the free, I think they called it Take 10.
Yeah.
Where you sign up and you get 10 free days of meditation. So I remember I did that, and I was just like...
I don't think they do that anymore.
And there's actually a free version. I got to see what it is. It says sign up for free.
There's a free version, but there's no like... Well, I guess you just get the basic ones.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but we'll get into it a little bit more. So this one, they were specifically called like Take 10.
Oh.
I think, and it was basically 10 days of guided meditation. So... it was, and I was like, oh man, I won't have to pay for this. I'll just sign up with a different email every couple of months or something like that when I want to do the Take 10. Well, then after doing Take 10 a couple of times, I was like, man, I really want to do, I want to have the whole thing. Because like Shannon said, it was, you only had a very limited, the free version, you only get a very limited version of the app. Or you only get to use a limited version of the app. So... But of course, being good app developers or anything, they show you what you could be having if you went the whole paid version. So finally, I bit the bullet and did the annual version, which I think, first year was like $75 or something like that. Now it's up to $100 a year. But it's really unlocked a huge amount of just kind of resources to me inside the app. And just to give you a little history about Headspace, it was founded in 2010 by marketing and brand developer Rich Pearson and Andy, I'm probably going to butcher this, but Puddicombe?
Oh, yeah. I would guess that's how you say it.
Yes, but we just call him Andy because he's pretty much the main human star of Headspace. He narrates all the meditations, and he's also the guy you see in the videos. Whenever you see like a human kind of talking to you in the videos, that's Andy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Hey, and Andy, I listen to you.
Yeah,
regularly.
And he is also the narrator of all the guided meditations. He is actually a former Buddhist monk. So he kind of developed his
former Buddhist
monk? Well, I guess, practiced Buddhism as a monk. I don't know. I mean, no longer lives as a monk. So I guess that's why you'd be called a former Buddhist monk.
Yeah.
So their mission with the Headspace app was to remove the mysticism attached to meditation and make it more attractive to kind of a broader audience or the general public. Kind of what Shannon mentioned when we were talking about meditation right off the bat, about how it was really had this mystical aspect to it, how it was kind of just people sitting in the park on their mats,
in the own position. Yeah, they didn't take it too serious. Yeah, it was like, it was either the people were taking it too seriously and like people didn't take those people seriously, or it just was like this weird thing.
Right.
That was too overwhelming and too intimidating.
Yeah, so their goal with this app was to kind of limit that, kind of make it more digestible for the general
and kind
public.
Yeah, simplify, I think, like the everyday person's approach to.
And the best way meditation. To do it, I mean, kind of, everybody has smartphones nowadays. Best way to do it is put it in an app.
Yeah.
So, like I mentioned, I finally, last year, I think it was early last year, I went ahead and got the paid version of it,
mm-hmm.
and it unlocked a lot of different packages and
upgrades?
No, I mean, it was upgrades, but they were had, it was definitely, it, you had different type of disciplines that you could pursue or topics of focus. So, like, I had to go through the foundation. There was actually three 30-session foundation packages that I had to go through. So, to get unlock the other ones that were a little bit more specified areas of kind of guided meditation. So, I went through the three 30-session foundations, which were awesome because they really told you, I mean, to kind of, it won't do you justice unless you really kind of listen to the guided meditation yourself, but it really walks you through how you can achieve meditative state, really. It's almost like it guided, it's the best description is guided meditation, but they're walking you through what you have to do. You kind of, you know, obviously recognize the sounds around you, but always come back. They have a lot of, the main focus is kind of like thinking about your breathing, focusing on your breath. That will kind of help you stay more present instead of being detached and being distracted by other thoughts. Even though they don't say it's, it, they always reemphasize that it's not bad to have other thoughts, but they always want to bring you back to being present and focusing on your breath or focusing what you're doing currently, not what you're going to be doing, what you did do.
Did you know that that is actually the definition of mindfulness? Being aware of the present moment.
Yeah.
And that's being able to live in the present moment.
I think that's a huge thing. That's kind of what they're, and that's a lot of the things we, when all those, we read those benefits off when you were reading those benefits about, you know, being more attentive, especially being a better listener. That's all about being present.
Yep.
You can only be a better listener if you're actually listening to the person, what they're saying to you at that point in time. Not, I wonder if I got to do this for work or stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
you know, and it's and that's why I think one of the biggest, I'm not a downfall, but it's like, I know I suffer from it, and I still try to meditate every day. It's just that's so hard to avoid.
Well, it's not something. It's something that we are programmed the opposite way our entire lives. You are taught to multitask and be, you know, anticipating like somebody else's feelings or that next thing you have to do. We are literally taught from the day we were born to pay attention to everything around us, but also as soon as we can to be thinking about like the next thing. Like, okay, so you've got to do these chores in order to go watch your favorite show versus just saying, enjoy this moment and that's it. Yeah. It's, you know, this equals, oh yeah, you get to do this other thing later.
Right.
So, I mean, we're trained that way. Our entire lives, we are trained to think not to be present. Mm-hmm. When, in fact, being present leads to more happiness, more satisfaction, more peace of mind. I mean, I learned about meditation a lot more in my yoga teacher training and, like, purely scratching the surface, but I didn't realize how much I already knew until I started practicing with this Headspace app.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see a lot of the parallels in yoga and stuff, too, that they use about, like you said, focusing on breath and, well, you know.
Well, that's what you actually are teaching. Like, the breathing practices and things like that are very much shared practices with other types of mindfulness and other ways to get to the same place sort of thing. So why don't you talk about your thoughts about this app, like any other specific review points?
Well, I thought it's one thing I can tell you right now that it was huge for me was during our pregnancy or your pregnancy. I don't know what the word. You were pregnant. I was there with you, I guess, to a certain extent, right?
Right.
So they actually had a pregnancy package in Headspace that I listened to. And I think they said it was designed for both partners. But obviously when you listen to the guided meditation, it's a little bit more geared to the women. But it was like, it was good because it made you reflect on how your demeanor and how your kind of I was going to say aura, but that's so, you know,
talk about douchey. Mysticism.
Yeah, but it's so douchey, but it's like, your general demeanor, you know, and you give off anxiety, you know, like you can give off, you can exude stress and anxiety. Yeah, it's like anxiety. The vibe. Yeah, your vibe. There you go. So
Is that really that much worse than...
No, there's a word I'm searching for and I can't find vibe. It right now. But it talked about how, you know, you, obviously, and through you, the baby, can feel stress.
Yep.
And if somebody creates stress and there is, you know, your partner is highly stressed and, you know, causing, you know, you to be stressed, it could affect the baby's development. Mm-hmm. So that was something that was very important for me during that time to realize that, you know, my attitude affected how you felt and how the baby was going to feel. Mm-hmm. So that knowing that and really the meditations, it's hard to describe, but it was like kind of telling me how to kind of transfer my emotions into the baby, you know, which is so weird to even say out loud, but...
it's not for me, but I grew up with more energetic medicine than most people did, but it's very much, if you think about, like, the power of intention...
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that you hear a lot in meditation is, you know, like before you meditate, you set an intention. And really, if we're getting right down to it, the Headspace app is organized. It's a very, very simple meditation. It's a guided meditation, or I guess in certain, I haven't done any yet. I don't know if they have any like visualizations, but visualization is a type of meditation. And they're very, like, systematic. Like, they're mm-hmm. pretty similar across the board, but the difference between the different ones, you know, there's like, series that you can do for, like, calming and stress happiness and balance and, I mean, all kinds of things. Focus. Yep. So the basic difference is that each one of them, they really introduce... an intention, because they're telling you how this particular idea exists and how you change your mindset around it, and then you follow that intention through a meditation, and that is going to change how you feel and kind of hopefully make you more positive about that. So, I mean, that's what you're doing in a meditation.
Yeah, and I don't want to go too much more into the details about the meditations. I'd love to talk about the app, too. But I agree with pretty much everything that you said. They also have some cool actual videos. So I don't know if that's what you meant by the visualizations.
Nope.
But I think that's actually more of a practice, still a meditation practice. But they actually have some good visual kind of representations.
They have some videos.
And it's good, especially for people who are just starting out, who still can't quite understand what meditation, the goals of meditation are. They put it in a really interesting video. So the app itself is really easy to use. And like Shannon mentions, there are several different areas of intention that you can go into. They even have some quick hitters, two or 3 minute things for like focus and memory and everything, like little tiny small areas of expertise. And they even have things to do like by kind of geared to what you're doing at the time. Communing, walking, cooking, sleeping. Mm-hmm. They have stuff with that. They have ones they call SOS. So if you're having just a crazy meltdown. Day meltdown, you can go with the SOS meditation. The one thing that I really started loving, it's kind of new, I think, in the newest version of the app, is that they have an everyday Headspace.
Yeah.
They have like a new kind of theme, and they're really cool. The first couple of minutes of the app, they talk about, you know, a little bit more detailed things in regards to mindfulness, and it changes every day. And you can also pick the amount of time that you do. Yep. I've really been doing a lot lately, and I'll do it for like 5 minutes, but it goes anywhere from 3 to 30 minutes. Yep. And you can choose the time that you want based on your schedule. So you guys can check out some of those. Like I'll post it on Mondays, or I'll post it to my stories where they give you a little quote from the meditation. I like sharing it. So you can check out the ET Tampa Instagram and see those. So yeah, I'm a huge fan of the app, and honestly, I think it's worth it. I mean, it's less than $10 a month. So I definitely would recommend doing it, and because all those things we mentioned earlier about the health benefits, and it's true. I mean, I think it can definitely have a positive effect on your life.
Yeah, and I think if you're considering meditation and you're just thinking, like, I'm never going to be that person that can control my thoughts. I've tried to, like, one yoga class, and they told me to sit there and, like, meditate and focus my mind, and I started thinking about 15 different things. Mm-hmm. We all start that way. Like, I can't even tell you how unrealistic it becomes to even imagine trying to focus on one thought. Like, people meditate. There's a reason it's called a practice. Nobody is just inherently good at this. So don't feel like it's crazy impractical for you. This is a really good app that just kind of holds your hand and guides you into what meditation can be. Now, once you have the basics, I would say if you are someone who meditates already, Headspace is really not going to be the app for you. And I actually have reviewed a little bit of the free aspects of the Calm app, which is a similar app. They're pretty, like, they're probably like the top two meditation mindfulness apps out there. And I would say they take meditation like a step, like, into that next level, where they get into a little bit more, not mature, but more experienced ideas, but they also have some really basic levels. I don't know if I just haven't discovered the more, like, intermediary and advanced meditations. I haven't come across any in the Headspace app. They're all wonderfully simple and easy, and I mean, I will do them when I'm even doing something else. Like, right. I don't even just sit there and, like, close my eyes and have an actual meditation. You can just listen to them and sort of lets you help you focus.
Yeah. Like I said, doing cooking or walking, they have
That's where I think Headspace comes in, this wonderful place where if you just need kind of that bridge to get into meditation and make you feel like you're making some progress and headway, they're a great tool for that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you want to actually talk about getting super serious, that's when you're looking at, like, hour-long meditations that you get into, like, almost like those trance things, and that's the stuff that I can't.
That's TM, I think, and transcendental meditation. I think I just hit that.
Well, it's also, like, yoga nidra, and, like, there's a lot of, I mean, It's seriously amazing, but it's also a lot more next level.
Oh, yeah.
Not the beginner, not necessarily a beginner level.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll be like me, who falls asleep during them. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
But yeah, we definitely recommend Headspace. They are not a sponsor, at least not yet.
Hello, they Headspace. Are not. Yeah, this is purely just something that we've both been using it now, and we both have subscriptions, so nobody's paying us to say anything about this. Right. We just really feel that it's a solid app, and we're starting to see, like, I see mindfulness everywhere.
Yeah,
it's popping huge. Up everywhere. I think meditation is finally getting the attention from the scientific world that it deserves. And the results have been astounding a lot of people. So it's something to check out. Consider it for your life if you've been kind of playing around with the idea. Why not? Why put it off to next year? Why not try it tomorrow? If you've got a phone, like Nick said, this is your best first step.
It's so easy, guys. So, and try the free version. Like I said, that's the best way to do it. It's free. Just sign up. All right. So I think that's all we got for them this week. Do you have anything, any reminders you'd like them to do?
I would like them to swing by our sponsors.
That's damn right.
The Hemp Coffee Exchange. And if you haven't already, take advantage of our promo code because it saves you 20%. Mm-hmm. 20%. That's a fifth off your order online. Just head over to their website. Put in the promo code ATF for Addicted to Fitness.
That's it.
And then you're going to save that 20%.
That's right. HempCoffeeExchange.com. They're great sponsors. Their coffee is great. It's even got a nutritional benefit of hemp, but also, and above all else, it tastes awesome. So check them out, guys. Once again, boom, 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 Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. Keep those comments and messages rolling into us because we'll read them on the episodes.
Yeah, we're going to start a new little section called The Listeners Talk Back.
So. Boom. Talking back.
Be a part of the talk back. Mm-hmm.
And if you get a chance, head to iTunes. Give us that rating and review. That really helps us out. Got anything else for him?
That's it.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
See ya.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. All right. In 5, 4.
Don't get those fingers in my face. These fingers in your face. Jeez.
Stop it.
Gosh.
Come on, professional. Pro.
Suck it in.
What? That doesn't make any sense. Any 5?
Pull it together.
5, 4.
Pull it up.
Longest outtake ever. All right. Bring it in.